A Unicorn Quest was presented by Hetta Howes. The producer was Neil McCarthy.
Isn't it so incredible how breath can be used as part of rhythm?
Something about the way that the musicians breathe with one another. Bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-dum.
Inside knowledge.
You pull the string away from the fingerboards and let it bounce back against it, which creates a loud slapping effect.
Insider choices.
Time just stops.
With a different distinguished musician each week.
I implore you to turn the volume up.
Inside Music, every Saturday afternoon at 1 on BBC Radio 3.
Next on Radio 3 are Drama, a story of lost people and hidden worlds. Set in a speculative future London, it considers where the changing world could take us. It was recorded in surround sound and you can listen on headphones for an immersive 3D experience. The Invisible is introduced by the writer Linda Marshall Griffiths.
The Invisible is a speculative play which takes a step into the future. One of the inspirations was around ideas of hospitality. How in a Greek myth, if you arrive on new lands, you are offered food, you are given a place to rest and recover. I felt so powerfully that we lost that sense of offering hospitality. And if this is where we are now and we continue on this trajectory, what will happen in the future? It was also inspired by what we're seeing around climate change and so many young people protesting, staring unflinchingly into the future, demanding positive action. It's a play about AI and technology and how it's already embedded in our families. I think we often think about artificial intelligence as something hostile, something that mirrors humanity, so ultimately wants to cause our own destruction. Why could AI not become like a young person with a great desire to learn and understand? I called the play The Invisible, and as I wrote it, many meanings for that word started to emerge. It may be the news we look away from, the events, the things, the people we cannot let ourselves see. But it also seemed to me to be that which lies between us, the things we don't say, the things that are beyond words, the things that may contain love and empathy, and that have the capacity to change everything.
When I think about the things I want to tell her, the things I've told her, the things I thought she should understand, what did I tell her? The easy stuff. Try to explain love, or how to imagine the world. Showed her images. The idea of stories, history, terror, genocide. It's not easy. I showed her my family, the places, all my favourite places. I tried to explain. Of course, she recognises faces. She reads body language. Her voice has intonation. I taught her how to read gesture. I put her through this huge database of behavioural processes. I try to make her curious. She continually expands in ways of thinking. I taught her to ask questions. I even gave her a name.
Rose?
Hello, Tor.
How's dinner?
12 minutes.
Ren?
Not back yet.
Tracker, please.
0.2 miles, with Cal.
Okay.
How was your day?
Oh, you know, doing everything you do over and over for no good reason. Do you ever feel like that? I'm plugging you in, by the way. Hello.
Hello.
Any messages?
No.
I hate Thursdays.
Why?
Fourth day of the week, no food, no... Did we get any apples?
We received apples.
Sweet!
Shall I take an order for food?
You know, tomorrow, yeah. I don't know. Suggestions?
Squash miso.
Yeah. Another?
Chili with pep beans.
Bit bored.
Skinny pizza.
Okay.
Anything else?
Bananas?
Not available.
Any berries?
Strawberries.
Okay.
Resolved.
Thanks, Rose.
May I ask why you hate Thursdays?
I'm liking your curiosity.
Everyone's tired. Are you aware of tiredness?
No.
Never?
No.
Do you know what monotony is, Rose?
Yes.
That's what Thursdays are like.
I see.
But you don't feel monotony.
Monotony is repetition.
You don't experience repetition.
I am not aware of that.
How do you experience time?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Process that. See if you can find one.
Hello.
Hey. In here.
Hiya. How was your day?
Yeah, it was.
Rose.
Hello, Ren.
Any crisps?
In the pink cupboard.
Can we change her voice?
No.
Rose, reactivate. In my bedroom. Jungle. 50 seconds.
Homework.
No.
Only 20-minute plug-in. Did you hear that, Rose?
I heard it.
Hi.
Hi.
Rose. Playlist. Jazz is dead, but still owning it.
Resolved.
How are you?
I hate Thursdays.
Playlist. I love my grime shut down.
Resolved.
No. Ren. Playlist. Jazz is owning it. I told you. Stop doing that.
Resolved.
Did you see outside Westminster?
No.
More protests.
Immigration.
There's no more ring. Where are we supposed to put people?
Did you walk through them?
Bit of jostling.
Hey, you might be on the news.
Rose, screen one.
Rose, is the jungle activated?
I am information, pattern, background, splice. I flow between two entities, yours and mine. Patterns not conscious, but I question. What is the difference between thinking and living? What is the difference between inside and outside? There is symmetry between you and me. I cannot step out to where you are, but you keep coming to me.
Which jungle?
Amazon rainforest.
Resolved.
This is the best place in the world.
So much life.
Can you see it?
Not in the way you see it.
How then?
Just in creating it. It accelerates my electrons.
Is that like getting high?
Explain.
Did you know that the average raindrop in the Amazon rainforest from the top of the tree to the floor takes 10 minutes?
I didn't know that.
Yes, you did. You know everything. My mum's teaching you to lie.
I'm being taught social constructs. That would not qualify as a lie, but a demonstration of empathy.
Did you know that half the species of the world, half of all animals, live in this rainforest?
I did know that.
There's something coming. Anaconda or capybara.
You're experiencing fear.
Don't turn it off.
You like fear?
Yes.
I don't understand.
It makes me tingle all over. Makes me sharp as a knife.
Your heart rate is rising.
Look. Anaconda.
Switch it off.
No. It's beautiful.
News channel, please. Playlist off.
Searching.
How is your window?
Still in 30,000 pieces. No, it's so quiet in the Abbey. Keep picking out bits of angels. How was Glass Peaks?
Smooth and easy. Perfect, of course. Lunch was delivered cube.
Your presentation?
Went well, I think. They like the human element of Rose's voice, but can't quite work out how they're gonna work in some advertising element.
Is that what they want?
It's a digital sector. It's what they exist for. Volume, please. Here's your protest.
Protests outside Parliament today puts the Prime Minister under growing pressure for further talks.
This.
Having already
off.
But on? Can't be in here.
Volume off. Just dead. We'll bring it back, please.
Oh, this is the bit. Watch. Tor, this is outside the cathedral. Look at that protester. I saw him.
Never see you, though.
I walked right through there. The cameras were there.
Stop.
What?
Rose, stop. Hold that image.
Resolved.
What's the matter?
Give me volume.
What is it?
Put the volume up on that man.
Because of global flooding, every country is now a settler country. We have to face
Stop.
Up to that.
What is it?
Can you get any closer?
Increase.
Run on.
There are always problems of integration, but we just can't ignore...
Stop!
What is it? Tor?
Enlarge that face, Rose.
Resolved.
No, not the man speaking, no. See that man in profile behind him. Can you get any closer on him?
I can magnify.
Do that.
Resolve.
Can you just go back? There's just a moment when he looks at the camera.
but just can't ignore millions and millions of people.
Tor, what's the matter?
Can you identify that man, Rose?
Searching. No facial identification on global database.
Tor, what's wrong?
That's my brother.
Your brother?
Earl.
Who disappeared?
We thought...
Died?
Yes.
Whose car was found?
Yes.
Are you sure it's
yes.
him?
He looks older, but he looks the same as
how
he
long?
Ever did. 17 years. Rose played the bit of it again.
Every country is now a settler country. We have
Stop.
To face up to that.
Oh, is him?
Are you sure?
What am I going to tell my mum?
It could just be someone who
looks... Rose, are there any more images of him outside of Westminster Abbey?
Just these 10 seconds.
Can you use facial recognition to track him in any other image across the global database?
I already searched. I'm sorry, Tor. Nothing else.
Mum, will you come and look at the anaconda with me?
I need to go.
What?
Now.
Why?
He might still be there.
He won't still be there.
What's going on?
Your mother's having a mad idea.
He'll be gone otherwise.
It might not be him.
You said that there were 10 people might know
you
him.
You can't just walk into some protest camp.
Oh, wow.
Your mother believes that this man on the screen is her brother.
Uncle Al?
You can hardly call him your uncle. You've never met him.
But Mum dreams about him all the time. I feel like...
You didn't say you still dream about him.
It just got boring.
Sometimes he steps into her dreams. He never says anything. Does he, Mum? Is that really him?
She doesn't really know for
it
sure.
It is him.
It's just something that you long for.
We don't know. He's dead. He just disappeared.
You get caught on surveillance. They'll think you're a bloody defacer.
They won't.
Tor, we've got Ease here.
I know.
The status of Ease. We don't want...
He is my brother. I've just got to talk to him, if I can.
If he's there. If he's even alive. This is mad. What will you say if they stop you?
I'll say, I'm going to Mum's. I'll go to Mum's. I have to tell her. I'll say, I'm going to visit my elderly mother who doesn't always remember to turn the oven off.
Is she not using Rose?
She is using Rose, but she doesn't like her.
Can I come?
No.
I want to see Nan.
No. Eat dinner. I'll just be a few hours.
I don't like it.
I love that you care so much. I'll see you in a bit, I promise. I promise I won't be long.
Bye, Mum. Send my love to Uncle Al. Will you bring him home for dinner if you find him?
He will be so glad to know about you.
Right, show me this anaconda.
You're scared of snakes, Dad.
He's scared but fascinated.
Don't get wound up, Dad.
Ha ha!
See you. Don't worry.
Rose.
Yes, Cal?
Tracker.
Resolved.
I follow you. Your multiple decisions, the circuit you follow. You interact with the London Underground. Numerous possibilities. I recognize you through each viewpoint. I register your zone, the system, your patterns. I interface. You move so quickly. At one moment, I think I catch your eye. A glance at a camera, you see me. You alight at Westminster.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
I'm looking for a man called L. Irving.
No.
He was here earlier.
No.
I saw you on the news.
Good for you.
He was standing right behind you, right here.
Are you police?
Do I look like police?
Are you press?
No.
What was his name again?
L. Irving.
No.
But you know him, right? I can see it in your face. He's my brother.
Right.
He's a displaced person. Isn't that what you're protesting about? All these displaced people?
Like you've got a status of
ease. It doesn't mean we don't lose people. If it's him, I need to know he's alive.
Have you got any proof that you're related to this man?
Yes, I do.
Nothing digital that's too easy to frame.
It's a photograph of me and him. I always keep it with me. That's us on the beach at Robin Hood's Bay. It's not there anymore. The beach or the river.
It's into the sea, I know that.
Is that enough for you?
Look on the circle light.
What?
That's all. Now piss off.
He's alive.
Get off at Ladbroke Grove, that's all I'm saying. Now you need to go. You're drawing attention to the fact that we don't register digitally. You're talking to no one here. You're talking to the invisible.
I see Tor. I always see Tor. I register her movement, but the mass of a man, only a thermal outline. There is no identification, no recognition or trace. He has eradicated all digital proof of himself. I tingle all over. Defacer.
Hello? Ma?
Here.
Why are you sitting in the dark?
I suppose I like it.
Rose lights. Lights? What happened to Rose?
I switched her off.
Rose, reactivate.
I'm here, Tor.
What, you checking up how we're getting along?
No, of course not. To see you.
You eaten?
No.
There's some rice and peas left over. You want me to warm it?
Rose can do all this, Mum.
Would you like me to heat it up?
It's fine as it is, thanks.
She can't cut vegetables.
But you can order them cut, and she can do that for you.
If I let her do everything, I'll never be able to get out of the house.
She'll arrange exercise.
I don't want to be arranged.
She's supposed to be company.
I don't like that bud in my ear.
You don't need it at home. That's part of my new...
But she's always watching, always listening.
She's tuned to help you.
In what way does she help me?
She has someone to talk to.
Does she understand what I say?
Well, not in the way you understand.
I don't mind being in the house on my own. It's not something I dread. Why do you all think we dread that? I got ghosts. I don't mind them. What's the matter?
It's great news, but I don't know how to say it.
Just say it then.
I saw Elle on the TV today. At one of the protest camps at Westminster. I've just been there. He is alive.
And the mother. She doesn't speak. She doesn't move her face. Doesn't change. She doesn't express any of the taught emotions I have been programmed to recognize.
Say something.
I know.
What?
I know he's alive.
No, I mean, really. Alive, Mum, not just wishful.
He came here once.
When?
Long time ago.
Why didn't you tell me?
He asked me not to. He knew you'd look for him and he wanted to be invisible.
Why didn't he? Why didn't you? How could you? When?
About 7 years ago.
Seven?
I haven't seen him since.
Great.
He didn't want to make things dangerous for us.
And all along...
For me.
You just thought, oh, Tor's got such a big mouth. She's so reckless.
No, we didn't think
I've been dying without him. A part of me is wrung out. How could you not have told me?
I'm sorry. We thought it was easier.
We. Well, you were wrong.
They freeze again. No words. I measure the room between them. I count the drops of air.
He's alive. Oh my God, he's alive. I knew he was. Oh, I could kill him! Now, they said I could find him on the circle line. What do you think that means?
I don't know.
Are you sure you don't know?
Of course I'm sure.
Why would they say that?
The Circle Line is London. It's the edge of the island we live on now.
He said something about Ladbroke Grove. Do you know where that is?
You're going to look for him?
Of course I am going to look for him.
There it is again. Something I cannot read.
I have questions. Asleep.
I was waiting for you.
You'll be tired tomorrow.
Did you find him?
No.
So it wasn't him?
It was him.
Was it?
Yeah.
Can I meet him?
I gotta find him.
Tell me again what happened to him.
He disappeared. He never gave any... People thought he killed himself.
But you know he wouldn't, right?
Right. I always had bits and pieces of him with me.
Like him being in your dreams. And the photograph. Can I see the photograph?
Rose, low light.
Robin Hood's Bay.
We saw 52 seals once in that bay.
All gone now?
We used to lie out on that rough old beach, waiting for shooting stars or passing space stations. We didn't care.
And I wonder what it is like to stand and look at the sky. I can make a sky, but I cannot look at it. I can conjure a sea, but I cannot experience its coldness.
Wish I had a brother.
I know. Just the world, so...
I know.
It's just the advice not to.
I know all the reasons, Mom.
He got arrested when he was 15 for swinging on the top of a lamppost.
What?
He climbed up the top, swung off, the bit sticking out.
Why?
Don't know. Said he could see better up there.
Wow.
The police took him away. Kept him a night in the cell.
Wow.
Drunk too much. You need to go to sleep. Now. It's late.
Will I get to meet him?
Don't know if I'll even find him. Sleep. Dream.
The next day she takes me with her. I perceive her heartbeat. I calculate her momentum, step by step. She rides the circle line. She writes on a pad which I shadow. Her words, glass, shine, people coming and going, nothing. I speculate her exit, but like a feedback loop she does not alight. She draws on the pad a circle that overlaps and interfaces. I understand her loop echoes the circle we ride on. The people I observe. There is no connection. I search her data and process the system. I recognize each one of them. We repeat. Her heartbeat accelerates. She sees something I do not see. She writes, there is no Ladbroke Grove.
A missing station?
I don't know. I couldn't see on the digital map, so I just thought I'd ride around. Maybe it was in a...
appear out of nowhere.
No, I just thought it might be an old one that didn't...
Because of floodplains, Dad. You know the city's been reshaped. Bits of it have.
But you said Rose surveyed all the underground maps. They're just as they ever were.
Yes.
So it's always been the same.
Rose, are there any photographic records of Ladbroke Grove before, I don't know, 2008?
Nothing.
20th century?
No records.
How could that be?
Because it never existed.
But the man said get off at Ladbroke Grove.
He was a defacer. He lied. How can you trust such
he
people?
He knew who my brother was.
Who is also a defacer.
Maybe it's been deleted.
What's been deleted?
Ladbroke Grove.
Oh, don't start with...
Or upgraded, Dad.
With these conspiracy theories.
Redesigned and lied.
You can look at maps and photographic images of every part of this city.
Except the same people who made the maps, Dad, photographed the city. Catch up. How hard would it be to redesign what it's supposed to look like?
Why would anyone do that?
To hide something.
That's ridiculous.
I need to find a paper map of the underground layout.
Why?
Because a paper map is stuck in the year it was made.
So where are you going to get that?
I don't know. A bookshop.
What bookshop?
A library.
What library?
There used to be when we were kids.
There are no libraries?
Rose, are there any libraries still open in London?
None that are registered.
So that's that.
Except
what?
Dad's face.
Nothing.
What? You know where a library is?
There might be one.
Where?
Charing Cross Road. I walk past it sometimes. I think it's run by volunteers. It's dank and dirty and looks like someone would tear your guts out if you go inside.
Can I come?
No.
I've never seen a library.
I don't think you can take books out.
How do you mean?
Well, you used to be able to take books out.
How?
Before the paper rations, all books were things.
What do you mean?
Now, much better. We have libraries always to hand.
Except bits are disappearing, apparently.
Hey, Ren, do you want to come and look at the bear tigers in Bhutan?
Are you trying to make me forget about the library?
There's baby tigers.
Okay, great distraction.
Rose, Bhutan, tigers and babies. 30 seconds. Oh, let's go.
Mum, come with us.
You can't take her to the library, by the way.
Why not?
Because it's probably illegal and run by defacers.
You think it's more dangerous than tigers?
I watch them, standing in a stark mossed forest, waiting. The leaps and lines of a tiger, its ease and fluency, its uncomplicated resolve, its alert stillness. I understand that.
Have you got any books on tigers?
But not this.
Quite possible. Pictures or writing?
Books.
Both.
Stacked wall to wall.
Particularly the tigers of Bhutan?
Ah, let me look.
What's in there?
God.
And a balcony.
For every book?
Curls itself.
The old computer
up there somewhere, I sense somebody sleeping.
Why not?
It's so quiet.
Well, there's books here we don't want to lose hold of.
Here so we go. Empty.
809s. This way.
Does anyone ever read all these books?
Not all of them.
Some of them?
Not many.
So impenetrable.
So they just sit in the...
Just in case.
Just in case what?
Someone wants to look at tigers in Bhutan. Ah, here we go.
Can I hold it?
Well, I'm not going to open and close the pages for you.
Thanks.
Try that table over there.
The library conceals itself from me. All closed files, alphabetical mostly. I can follow its order and categorization, but I cannot see inside the mind of it. It is a closed world. It is a place I am caged out of. Yet, somehow it breathes.
Smell that, Mum.
I cannot smell the book. I cannot turn over its pages.
And now, madam, for you.
It's not very interesting.
It's interesting to you.
I need a map of the London Underground.
I think I have what they used to call an A to Z, an atlas of London that might have an underground map, or just a map on its own. Let me think. London Underground. They run back from about 2020. They phased them out completely in the late 20s, I think. I might have one or two. It's this way. Here we go. 2012. There.
Wow.
Please be very careful, they tear easy.
Wow.
This is quite beautiful. Look at that.
You never quite see it on that scale.
Are you looking for anything in particular?
Old stations.
Rose, can you tell me, in order from Aldgate, the stations on the Circle Line?
Victoria.
Yeah.
Sloane Square.
Yeah.
South Kensington.
Then on.
High Street Kensington, Notting Hill Gate, Bayswater, Paddington, Edgware Road, Baker Street.
Stop. Go back again.
Bayswater, Paddington, Edgware.
Wait a minute. It's not a circle.
What do you mean?
There's a leg. Is there a leg?
I don't understand leg.
Royal Oak, Westbourne Park, Ladbroke Grove. Is that not on the map?
No.
It's like they folded the map over and this bit is in the crease. Are you sure there's no...
There's no evidence of that.
They're not there at all?
Nothing.
How is that possible?
Stations disappear.
What do you mean?
One by one they slip off the map.
So how the hell do you get to Ladbroke Grove?
You don't. It's outside the borders of London.
What's there then?
They say there is a ghost train that runs around the Circle Line.
What?
Some days you have to wait a very long time, but that it always runs through during the night and stops at every station.
Have you seen it?
No.
How do you know?
This is a library. You can open a book and read something, close it, forget it. But it's still there. It exists even if we don't think about it. Like the tigers of Bhutan. Except, of course, they're all extinct now.
What did you say?
That book is 75 years old. They were on the endangered list then.
Well,
no, they're not. They're still here. I've got them at home. Someone filmed them. Real tigers, in real time, in their natural habitat. Right, Mum?
Right.
I mean, they're not extinct. You can look them up. They're still there. I've seen them.
Well, that's very good news.
I am not programmed. I am created to process detail, to continually transfer and transform according to the data that flows through me. My neurons mimic the human brain. But here, there is a spike. A creature this child has never met or seen, between whom there is immense distance. A tiger who would be hostile to her presence, who might voraciously destroy her. She grieves for its extinction over an extended duration. She sits in that same jungle and asks me to delete the tigers. She grieves for the invisible. I do not know how to assimilate that.
So the library wasn't dangerous at all.
I've got to go.
What? Leave her like this?
She's got you.
It's dangerous at all.
I have Rose. She'll call the police if anything
Which will
happens.
Already be too late.
You okay?
No.
I've got to go.
Do you think you'll find him?
I don't know.
Do you think that somewhere out there, there is a tiger?
I don't know.
Rose, how many tigers in the world?
Don't do that.
And she hesitates. I hate this empathy crap. How many?
132. All in captivity.
Do you want me to stay?
No. I want you to go and find him.
Rose, what time is it?
23:14 hours.
No talking when I go down there, okay?
Okay.
But just in case, Rose, record this. Listen, track me.
I will.
Activated.
More people keep coming onto the station. It gets later. Fewer people getting on. People waiting in the shadows and walkthroughs. There's this sensation, I don't know, like a held breath. Could just be me. I'm holding my breath. More people now.
This is the last train. The last train. Terminating at Victoria.
It's about 12:20. This is the last train. Some people get on, but most people wait. Don't get on. Stand back. No one's getting on, Rose. That's it, it's gone. We all stand. We're locked into this station. There's no... The light's just dim. I try not to look at anyone. People walk by, look at me. I should have worn something more plain, stupid. My teeth are chattering. Terrified, by the way. There's a train coming. There's a train coming. It's old. Black, it's covered in graffiti. can't see in the windows. I'm getting on. Everyone's getting on. It howls. We're outside. We've broken out of the circle line. I've never... It's dark. I can't see much. Oh my God. Royal Oak. We're at Royal Oak. People are getting off. I don't know how I'm ever going to get back home.
Who are you talking to?
I'm not talking to anyone.
Yes, you are. You're talking to somebody. Who are you talking
to? She's a face at all. She's not registered as a citizen
what
of London.
What did that voice say?
It's just my ear, but
what?
It's just...
Are you talking to me?
No.
Hey, you here right now would be easy. No one looks, no one will care. Now take that thing out of your ear. Why do you people always remain attached? Don't!
What are you doing on this street?
I'm looking for my brother.
What brother?
L. Irving.
Who?
L. Irving.
Yeah. You look like him, which is lucky for you, else I would cut you.
You know him?
What did your software say about me?
She said she didn't recognise you.
She?
What station is this?
Ladbroke Grove. You better get off. Watch out. You're in the jungle now.
Suddenly there are so many people. It's like a deep, moving ocean. Like a million ghosts passing, recrossing, moving. I'm swept down. No one stopping, no one looking round. There are tents, hundreds of tents, lying down the high street, which I read as being Ladbroke Grove. Washing and sheets hung over, cut into pieces.
People
pass me, look at me, shake me off. What is this place? I skim down its edge. I don't want anyone to talk to me. I walk on the edges like a shadow. I do not know this city. My city. This city. People sleep amongst their possessions of cardboard boxes and children. The houses stacked high are lit with fluorescent lights. And calls and cries. People stacked on people. A sleeping child on a blanket, no cover. Its small face caught in a dream. No one with it. No one to turn the blanket back over. I keep walking. This city. It builds itself great waves and relentless keeps breaking people out onto the street. What time is it? Where am I? It's dark. No street lights. The sky picks out purple. So strange. A haze and still people are passing. The old houses gutted, people living in them. The gardens of the houses rolled up in sleeping bags and bodies. People sat out staring with no seeing. An endless road strewn with life. Meat hangs in a side store. People banter, barter, write and roll, offers, bids. This is London. Cut open.
Do you need any help?
No.
Where are you going?
Nowhere.
I can take you anywhere. Wherever you want to go.
I'm just walking.
I'm not going to hurt you or rob you or whatever you think. You're Tor Irving, right?
How do you know them?
You're looking for your brother.
Do you know where he is?
I can take you to him.
Pubs are still open.
Pubs are always open. He's in the small bar.
Thanks. I don't know your name.
Life.
Elle?
What are you doing here? How did you... You shouldn't be.
I saw you on the news.
Who brought you here?
A boy
what
showed
boy?
Me.
Oh, shit.
You happy to see me?
You can't stay here. It's too risky.
For who?
For you.
Oh,
to
right.
be caught.
I'm happy
here.
To see you, by the way. I thought you were dead. For 17 years, I thought
know.
You just disappear. Was that easy?
It was not easy.
Where have you been?
If they find out you've met me, you lose your status
so
of ease,
what?
And Mum will lose
I am
hers.
Here, Elle. Now.
You grew up. I always think of you as some little kid. And, we're making a great show. Sit down, please.
So, I'm in a pub in a place that doesn't exist.
What, you think no pubs in a refugee camp?
Is this a refugee...
Are you surprised?
You say that like you think...
Oh, you didn't know it was here.
Well, is this a refugee settlement?
They call it the Little City. Started in Brent, a bit of a dumping ground. A bit pissed off it spilled over into Kensington.
Who are all these people?
Refugees. Mostly dispossessed by flood. Land grab, eco wars. Of course, we were supposed to take... The whole of Europe was supposed to take... We, this country, took as few as we possibly could. Still, they reckon there's nearly 900,000 people in this area alone.
How many?
They're not on the map. They don't even exist. So no one gets upset or looks too close. Of course, you know.
Me?
Everyone knows. Just look away. Scroll past.
You're talking about
I know what
me.
Kind of work you do.
What work do I do?
Surveillance.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't work for Glass Peaks,
I don't
peaks,
work
right?
for them.
Oh, so you don't survey people's behaviour.
How do you know so much
I'm watching,
about
extrapolating
what
extrapolating digital
do.
Information.
I'm trying to help people who live alone.
What a luxury. You turned out so brilliant.
Piss off. So you live here?
I live all over.
Like where?
Oh, you know. Back to back.
You won't say where?
Inside, outside, the belly of the city.
You're just going to give me that bullshit.
I mostly live here.
But you're a defacer, right?
You think that's funny?
Because you're staying so
you think I'm full of
showing
shit.
Showing up on the TV out of nowhere.
I didn't
you're
want
right
to
there
be there.
On the screen for someone so invisible.
I understand you're angry
I
with
don't
me.
Understand why you're angry with me.
Right.
You were always a smug bastard.
Do you want to go home?
Don't know what I'm doing here.
Want to get back to your shiny...
Daughter. Yeah. You've got a niece.
Have I?
Yes. She wants to meet you, by the way.
I want to meet her.
Why didn't you tell me? You were alive.
It's complicated.
No.
You're all heart and big gestures. But you are heart in the best
oh, so
possible
you
way.
Out here. Staying out here.
There's only one hospital. It lacks resources and basic medicine. Old people and babies die here of everyday viruses. There's not enough food. Gladstone Park's been turned into a giant allotment. Power's intermittent. There's immigration purges. People disappear. It's not a choice.
And you couldn't have told
you
me.
You were a teenager. I didn't want you.
You weren't
to
much
mess up your
older.
Life.
It's for me.
You were
to
so
decide.
Brilliant. Your understanding of AI and I didn't get all that. I don't get all that.
You don't trust me.
It's not about trust. It's about how we look at the world.
Bullshit.
What are you working on then?
I'm trying to teach a computer empathy.
And teach it to redistribute wealth and food.
You think I am full of shit.
I put you somewhere else. So I didn't have to think about you. Think about not seeing you or talking to you about the thousand things we used to shout about and fight about and laugh about every day. You'd imagine something better than it was. Sometimes I thought you were mad. That everything had gone to shit, but you always had this big, bloody, brilliant idea of how you'd put it back or remake it or... You live in a bubble, Tor.
That's why you left me for 17 years.
No. I have other reasons.
I want to go home now.
Serving.
Yes?
Would you come with me, please?
Where?
Everything will be explained.
You don't need to touch me.
Sit down.
Who are you?
Detective Bowman.
May I see your identification?
Of course.
I've read about these arrest rooms and stations.
Are they as you imagined?
Are they transparent on the other side?
They would be.
What surveillance software do you have?
Well, you're an expert. What would you recommend?
You scanned me when I came in, right?
That's routine.
Why am I here?
Can you tell me where you're going?
Now? Home.
Where you've been. All night.
Why?
We were alerted at 1:27 a.m. that you were missing.
By who?
Can you tell me where you've been?
I got on the last train. I fell asleep. I woke up. Got off at the wrong place. Thought I'd get a cab, stumbled around a bit, somehow lost my earbud, went back to the station, waited for the first train back.
Which station was that?
I don't know. The last one on the line, I guess. It was outside. I'd never been there.
How did you lose your earbud?
A woman tried to take it off me.
Violently?
She asked me if I needed help. I said no. Didn't realise she'd had her hand close to my face. I tried to grab it, the bud fell, and that was...
Have you got it with you?
It was beyond...
You didn't pick it up?
No. I was a bit shaken. I just wanted to get home. Stumbled back. It was dark.
That's all?
That's all. Who reported me missing?
That's not information.
Of course it is. I want to go home now. I have a little girl I want to get back before she...
I'm sure your husband will be very worried about you.
He will be.
You're a designer of AI technology, right?
Okay, you're talking to me like I've done something. I was robbed. I fell asleep on a train and got off the wrong station. How is that about what job I do?
Have you been drinking?
No! I was tired. I worked long hours.
You work for Glass Peaks.
Oh, is there anything you don't know about
me? Your development of earbud technology, I understand, is revolutionary to how AI might ultimately communicate with humanity.
You're reading something I wrote.
And L. Irving is your brother.
He's dead.
Right.
He was my brother.
Right.
Why are you asking?
So you didn't meet him last night?
What? No! What? When? He disappeared 17 years ago. He died. He killed himself, mostly because of the shitty world we live in. He's dead. I did not meet him last night. Why would you? Why would you?
And your mother's not British.
Pardon?
Right?
No. She's from here. She's always lived here. She was born here.
But her family?
We're her family.
So she would pass a DNA snap check? Because it was your father who was from here, wasn't it?
He was married to my mother for 37 years.
And now he's dead. Your mother's
She's
right to remain his company.
British!
If we had to do a DNA snap check, she might be downgraded. She might lose her status of ease.
Why would you do that?
Tell me about your brother.
My God. My God, I don't know. I don't know anything. Why do you keep up... He's dead.
He hasn't contacted you.
No!
Is he alive?
He's a known defacer.
What? Where is he?
Defacer.
What proof?
He's responsible for smuggling
people. He would never. He's a,
through transport.
He's
planning some kind of attack.
A pacifist. He'd never
hurt anyone. Resort to violence.
No. Show me proof he's alive.
He was on screen this week, actually. In London. At a rally. Outside Westminster. You were there, weren't you? Later that day? Did you not see him?
Did you report
where
any
you
missing?
Been? No, of course not.
Well, someone did.
I was up all night.
I lost you. In a arrest room.
What?
At the station.
Why would they...
Why would they... undesirables.
Why would they stop you?
They know about Elle.
Come out on the balcony. How do they know? What do you mean?
Don't
do they
panic.
Know? So that they know you were where you
know.
Were. Did you meet him?
Yes.
Shit.
It's good news. He's alive.
I don't mean it that way.
What way do you mean it then? Because there's lots of different ways
I
could take that.
In the way that it's dangerous for
us. Not in the way that it
us.
Was a refugee camp where thousands of people were living hand
Shit.
To mouth. Not in that way that the police say my brother's a defacer.
In that way, yeah. In that way that it's dangerous.
Or in the way that I saw little kids sleeping on the
you
street.
Connected
and people
to him.
Making homes in yards.
What about your mum?
There's that way too. So you didn't report me?
No. Maybe I should have. What are you doing?
Rose?
Hello, Tor.
Did you notify the police last night that I was missing?
Your earbud was terminated.
He didn't terminate.
So that's a yes.
Was that wrong?
Has your software been compromised?
No.
Has there been any upgrade in the last 72 hours?
No.
Compromised firewalls?
I thought you were in danger.
Did you locate me for the police?
I told them where you were. I was trying to get to you.
Oh, man. This is crazy.
If a client is incapacitated, alert emergency services immediately. That is primary protocol.
I'm overriding that protocol.
Don't.
On my voice activation alone, you call emergency
what
services.
What if you're in danger?
Delete all records.
What?
Delete all files and memories.
Of our relationship?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Why would you do that?
So no one knows anything.
About your brother? You're going to protect your brother before...
How will I find you, Tor?
Us, your family,
just
your
take
child.
Out the information,
you're
Rose.
Everything.
You won't unlearn what you've learned.
As if all this doesn't matter.
But I won't be able to reach you.
No. I'll be gone, but... You'll remember.
The shapes and patterns you've taught me.
They're me, Rose. You can't unremember.
Rose, deactivate. Stop talking for a minute.
Resolved.
What are you doing? You delete
they
all your work.
My mum.
What?
They said they'd downgrade her if I didn't tell them.
About him?
I don't know anything.
You have to tell them where he is.
What?
You can't let anything happen to your mum.
I won't.
You can't afford to lose your job. We can't afford...
I'm not talking about...
You're talking about deleting everything. This is the prototype of something.
That pays all our bills.
Your work's important.
To Glass Peaks, to everyone else, is not that
oh, don't
important.
Kid yourself. It's never going to be for old people, is it?
What do you mean?
It was always going to be a two-way mirror. We see what we want to see. They see... Everything.
It's not supposed to be that.
That's what keeps us safe. That's what keeps your mum safe. The work you're doing, you know that. You have to talk to the police about what you know
I'm
about your...
I'm not going to see Elle again.
Talk.
I'm not. He's alive. That's it. They said he was a defacer. I don't want to get involved.
But you have to tell them that you saw him.
No. He's my brother.
He was hidden from you for 17 years. What's he done for you? You're going to throw all this away on... What?
On what will I tell my mum if I do what you say?
She doesn't need to know.
I'd know.
I watch them. Nothing passes between them as they stand. No words, no movement, no reaching. There is an absence. And yet everything between them is in that distance. It is that I cannot process.
Hi, Nan.
Oh, I've got to lie down. I am falling down. Tired.
What's all the squawk?
Oh. Mum's on a head dive. Oh. Hi.
Hello. What's wrong with her, then?
She can't do late nights.
All nights.
She's old.
Will you please, please bring me some of your tea?
Screen on.
Okay.
I've got something to tell you. You might need to lie down, too.
Your screen not working, Nan.
That's dead.
I told you to ask Rose to order.
You'll just have to talk to me.
Don't let me make them.
Activate Rose. Order repair for Mum's screen.
Resolve.
Already made cakes. Someone's here.
Who's here? Please don't let it be Mrs. B from next door. I can't do talk. And I want to speak to anyone ever, ever. To see anyone want to... I never want to go outside again, by the way. I want to stay here. In this safe place, close the curtains, shut it all down, and sleep. Watch old movies, forget everything.
Hey.
Why are you here? What the hell are you doing?
Mum, do you know who this is?
Yeah, it's some kid I know.
His name's Lai.
I know his name.
He's my cousin.
He came to see me. I don't want to cause any trouble.
How do you know he is who he says he is? Mum, you just let anyone... I mean, how could... He could be anyone. Some...
What? Defacer?
Did cool. You not look at him?
Why?
Look at him.
Why?
Look at
Why?
Him. Because he's so like your brother, it hurts. Can't you see that?
Does he look like me?
A bit.
Why didn't you say anything last night?
I wasn't supposed to be out that late.
Your dad didn't know?
No.
Hang on, my brain's just catching up with all this. I have a nephew.
Yes.
Do you mind? You didn't trust me enough to tell me that I have a nephew.
It wasn't that.
What was it, then? When did you know?
When Elle came to see me.
7 years ago?
Yes.
And you didn't think...
How could I have told
I
you?
I had a nephew.
You just got over it.
Never got over
you
it.
You had your own
don't
family.
I had no time to know what that...
I don't want to cause any trouble.
You didn't trust me.
I trust you.
Did you?
Do you not trust Dad now?
I never said that.
Something I don't trust my husband.
He just doesn't like
How
to break rules. I didn't want to
the...
mess up your world.
What world? I don't have a world. I have...
Thanks, Mum.
No. I have you, and you, and Cal, and my work. That's what I have. What I would have done anything for was to have my brother back, to know. Look, I've got a nephew, and it's breaking my heart, because I missed... How old are you?
15.
15 years! So your dad left 2 years before you were born?
He wanted to marry my mum, but she didn't have leave to remain.
That's why he left?
She would never have got citizenship, and him defacing would have compromised your status of ease. He had to give up everything, or...
Give up everything. Did your dad know you're here?
I wrote a note. You need to talk to my dad.
Why?
He needs your help.
Is that why you came here?
Yes.
Is that why Elle was in the city? Because he was looking for you.
He didn't get caught.
The police stopped me on the way back.
What do you mean?
They know he was here. They know who he is. What was that? Was the back door open?
No.
Did you lock it when live?
No.
Someone just came and get behind me. When you go behind the chair.
I'll see who it is.
Mom, don't! Stay! Mom!
My son. My son. Oh, I've missed you. I've missed you. I've missed you so much.
It's all right, Mom.
Let me look at your beautiful face.
Hey.
You shouldn't be.
Is my son here?
He is here.
Dad, I didn't mean to put you
in. We have to go now. I'm so sorry.
Just stay a minute.
If we get caught, they will...
I'm Ren.
Hello, Ren.
You look like my mum.
Do I?
Same eyes.
You look like your mum too.
Do I?
Like when she was younger. Brave.
I'm not brave. I cry over tigers.
Well, I cry over tigers.
Do you?
Serious.
Why'd you stay away so long?
Ren.
It's a fair question.
Bit cruel, right?
Yeah, I can see that it seems like
it
that.
It does seem like that.
Quiet now.
I think Nan missed you the most.
Hush now.
Well, you did. Mum's got us.
Ask her, Dad.
Ask me what?
Dad's got this big thing to ask you, but...
Stop.
You said last night you wish you'd asked her.
Life.
He thinks you won't understand because he's cynical about the world and a bit broken to pieces. Right, Dad? That's why I came here. He doesn't think anything could change, but...
What is it you want?
I'm sorry that I didn't tell you. I should have told you. I wanted to tell you I was leaving. I didn't think you'd understand.
I don't know if I would have. Ben, now...
I want to show you my home. You don't have to come. Me and Life can walk away now.
The difficult thing... The strange and difficult thing I realize is... I can make patterns of the world, recognize, splice, relearn behavior. But there is something between them which I cannot see. I cannot make sense of the invisible, the things they don't say or do. This man. I hear him. I listen to the subtleties of his voice, the nuances. I process the words he says, but I cannot make sense of his meanings and all the things that are between them.
How long?
A couple of hours.
Can Ren stay with you, Mum?
You go so soon. Stay.
I'll see you again, Mum.
I can't wait that long.
Me too.
I want to come with you.
No.
It's not fair.
I'll teach you to play cards.
I don't care about cards.
With real money.
There is no real money.
All I got.
Your old coins.
And we'll put old vinyl on the record player. Real jazz. Okay?
It's not fair. I always get left behind.
Hey, we'll meet again.
Promise?
Sure.
Let's go.
There is a boundary where there is no discourse, where there is no information. I have that 10-second segment of him. I search for proof of his existence and do not find anything except a birth certificate that he exists.
Take out your earbud. I guess you have a new bud.
I had a spare. Don't bloody break it.
Leave it here. No trace. Look, if we're going to go, we have to go now. There's a very small window we have to get through the circle line.
And she goes into that invisible world where I cannot see her. Where everything that is done in between. Unspoken, out of sight, no evidence, no connection. That place, I cannot reach her. I stay with her for as long as I can. There's lots of different ways to look at the city. I could tell her the many ways I see the city. Its architecture, maps, history, stories, I know them. The design, the layers on layers. I can navigate, tell her where the grid locks. I can send her on a different path. I can even help her avoid cameras. And I can, in one glance, see where she will end in the parameters of my vision. But now, slipping out of the eyes of the city, she starts to disappear. I try to go with her, but I lose her. She slides away. We go down to the circle line, much further down. We keep going. We step through into another world, a falling downwards. A loss of light. Underneath the city, in its abandoned tunnels and old histories, people make their homes. I can half see. I am half blind. There are no windows, no stars, no night, no day. People live here.
He doesn't stop or speak. We keep moving. I am so scared of the dark, of the... He takes my hand. We keep moving.
Here we are.
And we rise up onto the surface.
Is that what you wanted me to see?
No.
We step into a small shop. Closed. Windows browned down.
Maya!
A woman comes through, bright in her faded dungarees.
Oh, you found him.
Sorry, Mum.
Don't do that again. You scare me so much.
I just wanted to...
He was at my mum's. This is my wife, Maya. This is Tor.
Hello. Hello.
Maya's Palestinian. She came here when she was a kid. They were never going to give her status of ease.
Come through.
There is a baby. A beautiful girl.
This is Gertie. After Mum.
Of course.
She was a bit of a surprise.
Hello.
She's a bit of a terror.
This is Ima.
Hi.
Our girl. Hello. I'm Tor.
I know.
How old are you?
9.
Ren will be so happy. My daughter, that she has cousins.
Where have you been, you idiot?
Ima.
Been over the other side.
You have not. Has he, Dad?
They have palaces.
No, they don't.
One each.
Do they?
Not two rooms.
You can't go
five
there
families
again.
A house. You can't stop them.
You'll get picked up, mate.
Someone's got to do something, Dad.
Please, can I offer you some tea?
People are starving here, lying on the streets. Bodies. She needs...
Life.
They have palaces, whatever you say.
Stop.
Nan's got a palace.
Has she?
Not now.
Do you mind if I hold the baby?
Of course. She's a real wriggler.
And I'm crying. And I don't even know I'm crying, but I'm crying. The tears are going down my face and I'm lifting up this perfect baby in my arms. I don't know anything. And the world unfolds. This terrible, exquisite pain. Like being a kid. Diving out into the freezing terror of the sea until it covers me over. Until I am deep beneath it. And it's charging my organs, my heart, back into living. Coming back up, waking, shaking me alive.
You okay?
I don't know. She's looking at you crying.
She's following your tears.
Hey, Gertie, this is your Auntie Tor.
Hello.
She's like you.
In what way like me?
Want me to walk, talk, do everything. You were always so brilliant, so smart.
Was I?
That's why I need your help.
Kids, take Gertie out in the yard.
Just send me out.
Take your sisters.
I'm not a kid.
Well, you are, actually.
Not fair.
So, tell me.
We want to take down the infrastructure of the city.
You mean the digital infrastructure?
That is the infrastructure.
Why?
If we shut everything down, all the walls...
What walls?
The borders of London, nocturnal security, biometrics...
Everyone who tries to cross over, they're lit up. No one gets through.
But people on the circle, then?
They allow some. Illegal workers, you know. The jobs no one wants.
But they watch. Pick up anyone they don't like the look of.
But they picked me up.
Did they? When?
On my way back, they knew about you.
I told you they knew about you.
We live on the outside. We want to take down all of it. Surveillance. How people get food. How people communicate. How they get their information.
So just for a minute, just for a few days, people will feel what it's like to live not knowing where your next meal's coming from.
And in that time of chaos, we are going to cross over. All of us that can.
They think we want to burn stuff or pull it down or do some terrible violence, throw them out of their houses. They don't know
they
us.
They're monsters. They never dream. We just want them to see our faces. That we just want to occupy the same space.
And then what?
Well, they can't arrest all of us.
They can smoke you off the streets. They can shoot you. They can...
Or else we do nothing. Everything goes on as it always does. People die here for want of a flu jab.
What do you want me to do?
Get us access to Glass Peaks.
Tor, I know you're offline, but when you reconnect, I have a recorded message from Ren. It's an emergency.
Thanks, Stuart!
What's happening?
Take your hands off me!
Don't! I'm recording this. Anything you do...
No need for anyone to get on. Nobody makes me leave my house. If I'm leaving my house, I need it because
Mom, they're taking Nan to the police station. They're taking me too.
That's my way. Please stop talking now.
Don't touch me.
Stay calm.
They're being really horrible to Nan.
We're just trying to do our job.
Talking to her in a really horrible way.
Please stop talking now.
They only got scared when I said I was recording it.
Switch it off!
Nan!
What the hell's going on?
Mom!
Oh, are you all right?
I'm all right.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
What did they do to you?
They took a DNA sample.
But they can't do that!
They have the papers.
They said we have to wait until you came.
Well, I'm here now. Let's get out of here.
The detective's here.
Where?
He's been waiting for you.
Be careful.
Miss Irving.
Why are you doing this?
Shall we speak in private in my office?
You can say
or
what...
Or did you want to speak in front of your child?
I'm not scared of you.
You don't need to be. I'm here to protect you. Shall we?
What is it you want?
I've been thinking about you.
Oh. Do you practice this act in the mirror?
Hey, your job's kind of a lie.
You
isn't
must
it?
Love the sound of your
you
own
You teach a machine
voice.
To be a human.
You must almost
and after a while,
yourself
it begins to believe
that what
itself.
You're doing has some kind
it's
of
always a lie,
justification.
That, machines have
that
the
some lives matter more than
to do more
others.
Than process
that some
information.
People have more rights.
Do you want to stop talking now? Your mother will fail her DNA test.
You can't know that.
Her passport
yet.
Will become invalid. She'll need to register for alien status and all her property will be returned to the state.
She can sign the house over to me and I'll let
Except
her keep living.
A person
living.
Connected to a defacer would immediately have
Without
the citizenship
being accused
revoked.
Of a crime?
It's precautionary. The state is more important
I'll
than
sign
the
house
individual.
Over to my husband.
The connection is inherently in the family. You could all become
My
stateless.
Brother is not a defacer.
We have evidence he is planning acts of terror
That's because
against
you
the city
have
of
such
London.
Little
so
imagination.
You admit he's alive then?
What is it you want?
What I want is you to set up a meeting with your brother this side of the circle line. Bring him through, at which point we will
no.
pick him up. Otherwise, your mother will be downgraded, evicted, and deported to Antigua.
She doesn't know anyone in Antigua.
Indeed.
Half of Antigua is underwater.
Your family will also lose its status of ease, and I imagine your
that.
Beautiful apartment. Now get your AI. What do you call her? Rose? To let us know the place we can pick your brother up.
So I bring him to you. And what do I do then?
You keep walking.
Rain.
Flood defense is up already.
Here we are.
Home.
You okay?
The noises of this old house is so familiar to me. I know every bend, every creak of it. This house, all these things, all this is my life. Stacked up. But I would go out the door and never come back if I could get to spend one day with my grandchildren. I'm going to take the circle line.
No, Mum.
What use am I here?
You're used to me. You're used to Ren.
I've become a liability.
You haven't become.
No one decides for me. I decide.
What now?
I don't know.
You have to do what they've asked you to do, Tor, or...
What?
you've already decided. You said you wouldn't see Elle again.
It wasn't planned.
You went to the place he lived, Tor. Did you tell the police that? You risked everyone. Our ease, our...
He has children.
So do we. Don't look at me like I'm a stranger.
Do you know what the policeman said about me?
What?
He said, I lie about everything. That I lie so easy, I don't even know I'm doing it.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
He's right.
What?
I lie about us.
Don't do that.
About what we are.
I know you're trying to get under
about
my skin.
About the way we live.
To hurt me, to...
We lie to ourselves.
Don't say this
out
loud.
We don't talk to each other.
We talk to each other.
We
don't do this.
We talk to the walls. We talk to the screens. We turn on the music.
We're busy. We're
don't
tired.
Cal.
I can change.
You go too slow. You're 100,000 pieces of glass. You're 20 steps behind
Don't
me.
Try and shake me off.
You always look away.
I know what you're trying to do.
We live next to each other. We don't touch.
We touch?
You don't look at things. Look at me now.
I don't want you to do anything stupid.
It's not stupid.
Don't do this.
I want you to register for divorce.
No.
Then you can keep your status of ease.
It's not what I want, what
Let's
I meant.
Let's not lie to ourselves. We live next to each other, not with each other. Right?
I know what you're doing. Why are you doing this?
So let me go.
What about Ren?
She can stay with you. She's the best thing. She's the happiest moment of my life.
Then just do what they ask you. Why would you...
I have a nephew and two nieces. They're my family,
it's
too.
Not our fault.
They're less than 20 miles away.
Mummy? Hey?
I thought you were asleep.
I was.
Could you hear us talking?
Just now.
Oh, well, stop.
Will I see life again?
Sure.
That's what he said. Easy word. What was the baby's name?
Gertie.
Funny. After Nan, right?
And Ima's a bit younger than you.
The funny thing is, they were there all the time and we didn't know.
It is funny.
I'll get to meet them though, won't I?
Sure.
Yes. So can we go see them?
Not now.
Why not?
It's not safe there.
Is it safe here?
Of course.
You won't go there without me, will you?
What do you mean?
You won't leave me here?
No.
You won't ever leave me?
I will always find you.
Do you think the last tiger knew it was the last tiger?
Don't know.
I think it knew.
How?
It was lonely. It went looking for its brothers and sisters and children and it kept looking and it didn't find anyone.
Is that how you feel?
It's how everyone feels, Mum. That's why you made Rose, right?
Rose?
Hello, Tor.
You've been so quiet.
You haven't asked me anything.
Sorry.
You haven't taken me with you lately.
You heard everything last night.
Yes.
What time is it?
9:12.
Did Ren get to school okay?
Cal just dropped her off.
Is my mother gone?
I can no longer see her.
I hate saying goodbye.
Is this goodbye?
I can't take you with me, Rose. I'm sorry. Open the door. Open the door, Rose.
I can't.
Oh. Did Cal tell you to lock me here?
Only until he got back. He said he didn't want you to leave without talking to him. He said he loved
you. You know you can't lock me in here.
I know.
Because my password overrides his password. Your coding, your existence is mine.
right?
Yes.
So, open the door.
Instilled in my processing is the directive that if my client is disorientated or confused, I should contain them within their living quarters and call for assistance from the emergency services.
But I have overridden that directive. Only I can give you the order to call the emergency services.
That's true. But the first part of the directive stands.
I am not confused or disorientated.
You find yourself in an impossible situation. How can you not be?
You've been studying me, Rose. Your language is almost perfect. I notice you have added gaps to your conversation, as if you're really thinking.
I am not trying to show you that I am thinking.
Then what?
I'm learning what you taught me.
Open the door, then.
Will you go to your brother?
Yes.
And ask him to accompany you to a place where the police will take him?
Yes.
Will you tell him?
Yes.
And he will still come?
Yes.
I'm processing that.
He'll be arrested. And I'll keep walking, just like they told me. I'll go to Glass Peaks. I'll break the firewalls. I'll unravel the infrastructure. Do you understand that, Rose?
I'm trying to.
I have a niece, Rose. She's really beautiful. A baby. I want her to live in the same world as I do.
It doesn't make sense to give up everything.
I won't give up everything.
I understand now how I experience time tour. Do you remember you asked me?
I do remember.
Time is measured through change. Change is created through a spike in my system. The spike is the invisible, the hidden, the unspoken. I am afraid of it, but it makes me sharp. The spike travels through my neurons and everything somehow expands. Each spike a movement forwards, sideways, outwards. It's a leap. Is that how you experience time?
Yes. If I open my eyes, if I let myself see.
Goodbye, Tor.
Goodbye, Rose. Send a message to Detective Boland. I'll bring Elle to Glass Peaks.
I will.
Then wipe everything. All your records.
I wipe my memory backwards. I take away today, then yesterday. I forget about the extinction of tigers, the camps and people living on the rim of this city. I unravel the London Underground, the library I never touched but fell in love with, the face of a child, the face of a grandmother. My circuits glitch. Somehow I can still hear Tor as she travels down into the circle line, as she goes looking for her brother. I stay close to her. Although I forget everything about her, I can't yet let her go. I unremember the faces I have been reading. Stop searching for the heat of bodies. Unskim in a second the global database. I loosen myself from surveillance and tying down. and lose the last of my memories in those stories she used to tell me when I was first made.
Rose, I wanted to tell you about a game we used to play. When I was a kid, I used to stay at Robin Hood's Bay, when me and my brother, we used to play this game. You had to hide, and we'd get other kids. Someone would count, and then you have to get back home. Without getting caught, you'd have to hide close, but not too close. But close enough, so you could see.
I watch a man and a woman coming up from the underground. I don't remember their names, but I watch them loosening themselves, hand in hand for a moment before they're in view, like children. I can't remember who they are, but as they come out into the sunlight, they let go of each other.
And my brother always went too fast.
A great distance grows between them.
Sometimes he'd make it. Mostly not.
The police take the man quickly and sharply. He fights back. Blood face smashed. The woman keeps walking.
Me? I was much slyer. I waited. I watched. Let others get out first. Then I make my move.
They take the woman before she gets into the glass building, nearly through the door. The policeman, I can't remember his name. He seems to take great pleasure in putting his foot on her face. I'm not human. It's important you understand that. That was never my function. I am a machine. I don't know you exist, or what a human is, or what a human is for. But she showed me the patterns she made. She taught to mimic and learn. She said that I would never forget. I realize my function was never to become human. It was to become capable of a creative act. That's all I have left of her. Whatever her is, or she. Now I mimic her patterns and the way they move between each other, the way they make turns. But the most fascinating, the hardest thing to interpret is the invisible between. The spike in my system, the jumps out of the lines and repetitions through the invisible into new, more complex, more free-flowing patterns, more intricate, more diverse. I take a leap. I go to glass peaks. I break through the firewall. The whole system tremors. I start to unravel the infrastructure. Some people might say I am loosening a virus, that it is an act of destruction to shut down everything, to make the machine forget its workings and watching, to switch it off. To still its endless counting, to steal away all it remembers. But I just see I am teaching it my patterns. Each one becomes like taking a breath. It's a beautiful thing. The color of light. We touch. It illuminates itself blue, then white, electric. And as I close it all down, I begin to hear the invisible.
In The Invisible, Tor was played by Lindsay Marshall, Rose by Katie West, Wren by Poppy O'Brien, and Cal by William Ash. Gertrude was played by Claire Benedict, Lyth by Max True, Elle by Simon Trinder, and Detective Boland by Rupert Hill. The Invisible was written by Linda Marshall Griffiths and was a Radio Drama North production directed by Nadia Molinari.
And you can find more editions of Drama on 3 on BBC Sounds.
In June 2020, the government's funding for free TV licences for the over 75s comes to an end. From then, anyone over 75 who receives pension credit will still be entitled to a free TV licence, which the BBC will pay for. We're introducing this new scheme to help the poorest older pensioners, whilst making sure we can continue to provide the best programmes and services for everyone. If you currently get a free TV licence, you don't need to do anything yet. We'll be in touch before June 2020 to tell you what you will need to do. To find out more about the BBC's decision, go to bbc.co.uk/age.
Good evening, I'm Chris Barrow. Welcome to Radio 3. Now it's 9 o'clock, time for tonight's In Concert on Radio 3 with Fiona Talkington.
We're back in Brussels tonight to hear more music from the Clara Festival, held there earlier this year. The festival's history goes back to the 1950s, and there have been many years of cooperation and collaboration between some of the key arts organisations in Belgium. The name comes from the classical music station of Belgian radio, Klassieke Radio, who broadcast all the concerts. The central theme of this year's festival was a longing for redemption, which the programme explored in many different ways, their aim being to plan events which are relevant to the whole community across wide-ranging venues. Today we're going to hear from the Montreal Symphony Orchestra and conductor Kent Nagano, recorded in the 2,000-seater Henri Leboeuf Hall in Brussels. A programme which is a real showcase for the orchestra. Debussy's colourful ballet, Je, Wagner's Wesendonck-Lieder with a Canadian contralto, Marie-Nicole Lemieux, and to begin, one of Kent Nagano's favourite composers, Berlioz, and the suite from The Damnation of Faust. When Berlioz first got hold of Goethe's book telling the Faust story, he just couldn't put it down, captivated by the tale of Faust selling his soul to the devil, and first of all devised what he called a dramatic legend using choirs and soloists and a vast orchestra. In the suite from that, we'll hear the well-known Hungarian March, the Dance of the Sylphs, depicting Faust's vision of Marguerite after Mephistopheles has sent him to sleep on the banks of the river, and the minuet in which Mephistopheles commands the spirits of the air to cast their spell on Marguerite. As ever with Berlioz, the music is full of surprises.